flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Next on the to-do list, news of the day. The Commanders have had their Week 17 game with the Atlanta Falcons flexed. So this is not this coming weekend where they will play at home against the Eagles at 1 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. But a week from Sunday, they were due to play the Falcons at 1 o'clock. They have been flexed to Sunday night football. And this, to me, was a pretty easy decision for the NFL based on this weekend and what's expected. Washington plays Philly. The Eagles are favored to win the game. Atlanta plays the New York Giants. The Falcons, despite struggling on offense immensely, are favored to win that game. If both of those things happen, Danny, Atlanta will be within one game of Washington in the wild card hunt for the seventh wild card spot going into the head-to-head matchup in Week 17 in Landover at Northwest Stadium. A Falcons win in Maryland in going on, 12 days, whatever it is, would mean that they have the same record as Washington and now the tiebreaker with the head-to-head win. So that game is effectively for the seventh wild card spot if Atlanta holds serve and beats the Giants this weekend to get back over 500, and if Washington can't upset Philly. Then the Falcons would be playing in D.C., for the chance to control their own destiny in Week 18. Contrarily, here at home, if the Commanders, even with a loss to the Eagles and a Falcons win, they'd only be one back, play Atlanta at home and beat them in that primetime Sunday night football game, they will clinch a playoff spot almost certainly at that time. There's a chance maybe that Seattle and L.A. could, ruin
be a fly in the ointment there, yeah.
But it makes perfect sense that that would be a primetime game next week.
So there are other options, certainly. Green Bay and Minnesota, for seeding and for, potential, I wouldn't say the division, but you never know. With Detroit's injuries, maybe they fall down a little bit. That's a pretty meaningful game.
If Washington beats Philly, beats Atlanta, then you have a chance to run the table. The sixth seed's still on the table.
Absolutely. Arizona and the Rams, which, maybe not quite as marquee, but that could be for a potential playoff spot as well, given the events of the next week or two. But yeah, this one, to me, is twofold. One, everything you just laid out in terms of playoff implications. And two, Jaden Daniels. So that's kind of just as a reminder, this is the national audience now cares, right? This is the flavor of the month, flavor of the season, whatever you want to call it, that you've got a game with the backdrop and intrigue of a potential postseason berth, and Jaden Daniels is involved, that's going to get flexed.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt about that. This weekend, the Commanders could actually lock up a playoff spot. And then the game with Atlanta, even on primetime, wouldn't matter. Although in that hypothetical where it doesn't matter, it would mean the Falcons lost. And I would imagine we would see Michael Penix's first start probably against the Commanders if they've been eliminated. And that's kind of a fun matchup at that point, where you'd have two top 10 picks, Daniels, who's your Rookie of the Year candidate, Penix, who was a Heisman Trophy candidate last year when Jaden Daniels won it, making his first start potentially. That would mean the Falcons lost to the Giants, which they absolutely should not do. But here is how Washington would clinch the playoffs this weekend. There are three different paths to that, so I'll make it as least complicated as possible. The first option is a Commanders win with a Falcons loss or tie and a Rams loss. Who do the Rams play this weekend?
I had it right in front of me.
That means Washington beats Philly, which is unlikely but could happen. Atlanta loses to the Giants, which is unlikely but could happen. And then the Rams have to lose their game.
At the Jets.
Very unlikely. Mm-hmm. So I would say that if that happens, miracle's too strong, but there's probably less than a 10% chance that all three of those things happen. Number two way that the Commanders could clinch a playoff spot this week. The Commanders win, again, over the Eagles, unlikely but possible. The Falcons lose or tie, unlikely but possible. And then this one I actually think will happen. Seattle loses or ties. They play the Minnesota Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
They may not have Geno Smith. It might be Sam Howell. We watched a little bit of that game at our buddy Christian's house on Sunday Night Football.
Watched about 6 minutes, and we saw Sam Howell get sacked 21 times, I think, number's approximate.
Don't forget the picks as well.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Squeeze otherwise, I thought he played a really good football game.
Mm-hmm.
Third and finally, the way the Commanders could get into the playoffs this weekend and not have to wait till the primetime game against Atlanta. Washington ties, Atlanta loses, Arizona loses or ties, the Rams lose or ties, Seattle loses or ties. As long as the Rams and Seattle don't both tie.
Yeah, that one, respectfully, I'm not paying much attention to.
I'm going to just cross that one out.
Look, so this is basically Washington wins and a couple of things happen. They're done. A.K.A. they're in. It's good.
Yes.
But how about this? The key central takeaway is the Washington winning.
Commanders win, Falcons lose, and one of the NFC West teams lose. Washington's in the playoffs.
Yeah.
It's very simple.
Yeah, it's pretty much it. And this, by the way, isn't just for this week. This is at any point, right? Like, and I think that's an important clarification. Washington gets one more win. And the Rams, Atlanta, or Seattle, at any point, loses, you now have Washington in the postseason, as I understand it.
This weekend, probably not going to be with the weekend they clinch, but it's on the table. But it does set up for an awesome home game on Sunday Night Football against the Falcons, winning your in scenario.
Pretty much.
That could be the 2012 game against the Cowboys.
Yeah, that's if everything holds serve this weekend, as it's, you know, again, looking at prognostications, Washington, tough opponent in Philadelphia. Atlanta, a terrible opponent with the Giants. It sets up that matchup.